There were all sorts of allegations, but as a nation, we have to come together, one people, one goal. His Majesty the King, after the restoring the peace and order in the country, he asked for a national dialogue where people came together and they discussed their concerns. And after the national dialogue, His Majesty the King, he invited the independent commission. It is the first time in the world that a leader invites an independent commission to investigate his own government.
But Amnesty International say, as indeed do Human Rights Watch, that they are not being allowed to do the kind of investigation that they would like to do to see how much of what they fear has been going on in the way of human rights abuses actually has been happening.
Well, if there's any wrongdoings, whoever made the mistake or did something wrong will be punished. Only today, His Majesty the King actually issued a decree where gives the people that were harmed during the crisis a compensation.
There is something, though, seriously wrong, isn't there? In a country where you have 70% of the population belonging to one religious group, the Shia, 30% to the Sunni, but it is the Sunni, through the royal family, who govern, who have the power, and the Shia, the majority, who say they are discriminated against, who have no proper access to power, and indeed who often are dismissed from their jobs on the grounds that they are Shia.
Bahrainis are one people. Of course, there are people who are against, and, you know, we respect their opinion. And Article 18 of the Constitution gives people the right, if they feel they are discriminated against, whether they are Sunni, Shi'i, Christian or Jewish, they're all Bahrainis and they all have equal rights.
Isn't the reality of Bahrain that all effective power remains in the hands of one family, the royal family, the king, his uncle, the prime minister, to a lesser extent, the crown prince? You share their name. I don't know if you are yourself a member of the family.
Yes, I am. We are in the process of democratization. In 2002, there was first election. So, you know, it takes time for people to reach the full democracy.
Are you saying to us then that there are no problems in Bahrain?
No, of course. I'm telling you that there's problems in Bahrain like anywhere else in the world. But we have to come together and talk about our problems.
Does talking together, coming together, include the right to demonstrate on the streets, to protest?
There is no problem for peaceful demonstrations. We always allow people to demonstrate.
It's not quite true, is it? You don't always allow people to demonstrate, because some months ago there were some grotesque signs of security crackdowns against demonstrators. You had to invite the Saudis in to help you deal with them, didn't you?
That's actually a totally different subject.
In what way is it a different subject?
Because, you know, that there's the Peninsula Shield that moved in to protect the installations.
So those human rights groups then, those opposition spokespeople who say that Bahrain has been oppressing protesters, they've got it wrong, have they?
Yes, definitely they got it wrong. To invite the independent commission, this means you have nothing to hide.